one day I'll be able to stand fully for a sermon soon. You watch. We're going to trust God for that. Amen. How is everybody this afternoon? Is everybody okay? Smile. It's nice when you smile. It makes my job easier when I'm preaching. Oh, so the sermon today is called Starting Out. How many of us feel like we're starting out? I think we're in such an exciting time as Frampton Park Baptist Church. In 4 months' time, we're going to be going into our brand new building. Next week, the foundation stone is being laid, and some of us will have the opportunity to go in and okay, is that better? Oh, I thought you was falling asleep there, Kev. You know, it's an exciting time for us as a church. I also sense that it's a new season for us as a church. It's a new beginning, new opportunities, a real sense that God is about to do something new and exciting, not just in our church, but also in our community. And I want us to look at the book Acts 13, because it was also an exciting time for the early church. Acts, as many of you who've been here probably read it, it is action-packed. It's filled with the Holy Spirit. People are healed, delivered. The good news of salvation. The good news of salvation through Jesus is spreading through the Jewish community, that their Messiah has come, that their salvation, redemption, and forgiveness is come. It's there. Jesus has arrived. And this is the message that the early church were preaching to the Jewish people in the Jewish synagogue. Here we have Paul and Barnabas being set apart by the Holy Spirit for the work which they had been called to do. This marks a chapter in the life of the early church. This marks the next chapter in the life of the early church. Paul and Barnabas were being called by the Holy Spirit to bring the good news to the Gentile nation. They were the first missionaries to bring the good news to the Gentile world, fulfilling the scripture in Isaiah 49:7, which says, "I will make you a light to the Gentiles, and you will bring my salvation to the ends of the earth." I want us to stop and just pause for a minute, because I believe that we too are having an Antioch moment in our church. And I just want us to think, what is God calling me to do? And there are two things I believe God has put on my heart for us today, and that is calling and acting. The first three verses of Acts 13 are what really stood out for me. Sorry, Anne-Marie, because I know I got you to read, but I just wanted us to get a complete picture. But it's the first three verses which I will really be preaching from today. And it says, "Among the prophets and teachers of the church at Antioch of Syria were Barnabas, Simeon, called the Black Man, Lucius the Cyrene, Manaen, the childhood companion of King Herod, Antipas, and Saul. One day, as these men were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Dedicate Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I have called them.' So after more fasting and prayer, the men laid their hands and sent them on their way." Here was a community of people with different roles and functions in the church. And they were worshipping, fasting, and praying together. They heard from God and they acted. Their actions changed church history. In fact, if they hadn't acted, maybe we wouldn't be sitting here today having heard the good news preached to us about Jesus Christ. I want to encourage us today, church, to do the same. Being called and acting work in conjunction with each other. But we need to be in a position to hear the calling so we can act on it. We have a beautiful new building being built with amazing facilities which will enable us to go out and reach the needs of the community. But it starts with us, and we are a bunch of amazing people. Paul and Barnabas were called to preach the gospel to the Gentile nations, but they were in the position to hear the calling. They were fasting, praying, and worshipping God when the Holy Spirit turned up. And I want to speak today about fasting. Fasting is a way of humbling ourselves before God and showing total reliance on Him and not the carnal things of this world that can distract us from Him. Fasting is a way for us to earnestly and actively wait and rely upon Him. Fasting gives God the opportunity to speak to us and direct us. Fasting is taking ownership of the way things are and causes us to petition God for change. Our focus for fasting should be mission-based, about us being effective in bringing in God's kingdom. Fasting should lead us to repentance and to confess our sins and that of the nation. Fasting in the right way is joyous and brings about change, not only in us, but also in our communities. I want to encourage you today to try fasting, to prayerfully speak to God about it, and to allow Him to direct you. Fasting is a powerful tool against the enemy. It allows us to discern what is from God and what isn't. Fasting tears down Satan's kingdom and it ushers in God's. There are different ways to fast and different periods for different periods of time. You can do a regular fast where you abstain from food but you still drink water or juice. Or there's a partial fast, like in the book of Daniel, where Daniel abstained from certain food types. Sorry, I just need to get some water because I'm getting a preacher's dry mouth. I need to re-nourish. Amen. There's also a full fast where you don't drink or eat anything. And there's other types of fasting that you can do as well. Maybe you could fast your TV, your computer, your iPhone, anything that takes up your time from God can be used as fasting. I just want to go through some of the people. Moses fasted before he received the Ten Commandments. Elijah fasted while escaping Jezebel. Ezra fasted for protection and mourning the sins of Israel. Esther fasted for the safety of the Jews. King Darius fasted for the safety of Daniel. Daniel fasted for an answer to prayer. Jesus fasted before being tempted by Satan. Paul fasted after his conversion. The church elders at Antioch fasted before sending out missionaries. And church, I want to encourage us to fast too. If you've never fasted before and you're not sure what you're doing it right, speak to someone who has. And always remember, God sees your heart. And that is the most important thing. Fasting is not about being ritualistic or putting on an act or putting on a show. It's about us just coming before God with all our heart and just waiting for Him to act. I also want to speak to us about prayer, as prayer and fasting go hand in hand. In fact, they're probably the perfect marriage partner. Prayer together as a community is amazing. Who agrees that when we all come together and we pray, it really moves God? You really, really, you just feel the presence of God. You just feel that power and you just know that He's hearing us. And we don't have to always have those moments. God hears our prayers no matter how we pray. Even in times when we feel that He doesn't hear us, He hears us. And I really do think, I want to encourage us as a church just to pray more together. Prayer is our communication with God. Prayer is fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Prayer is worship. Prayer allows us to hear from God. Prayer strengthens you, upholds you, and delivers you. Prayer and the Word are effective tools against the enemy. When you pray out God's scripture, it's powerful. Prayer leads you to repentance and allows you to open up your heart to God. Prayer ushers God's presence. Prayer equips you. Prayer together moves mountains. Prayer helps us to discern the will of God. Prayer for others leads to salvation and deliverance. The power of prayer is not the result of us, but rather the result of the powerful God that we pray to. Prayer encourages us when we're weak. Prayer together as community, it opens doors. Are we praying enough together as a church to discern the will of God? And I don't want to burden you. This is not about, oh, we're doing right or wrong, but I just want to encourage us so that we are fully equipped and just to be discerning. And so we can just hear what God is fully saying to us and to just act on what God is saying to us. We've got such an amazing opportunity as a church, and we are already such an amazing church. I really do agree that, I think, I love all of you guys, and we do such amazing work and outreach in the community, and I just sense that it's getting stepped up a bit more, and I feel like we need to be discerning and hearing from God what he's saying to us about this. I'm going to go on to worship. Where's Karen? Is she hiding? I did want Karen to come up here and preach about worship, but she refused me. So next time, Karen, next time. Worship is more than just singing a song. Worship is about actively surrendering our hearts to God, laying it all out bare, thanking God for everything that he has done. Worshiping for his goodness, his mercy, his grace. It's all about turning over our will and saying, here I am, Lord. I surrender all that I am to you. Use me, Lord, and have your way in me. Me and Karen have just come back from a women's conference. There were 6,000 women at this conference. I don't think the men in Leeds knew what hit them, to be honest with you. I don't think they'd seen so many women. But you know what? 6,000 women, we was all there, praying, worshipping God. It was amazing. The atmosphere was amazing. It was so real. It was so tangible. It was just so beautiful to just be there together as a community in worship and praising God together. When we put prayer, fasting, and worship together, we have an atmosphere to hear from God. Want us to just think about that. I want to move on now about acting. I'm not going to start acting out some scenes here. I mean, acting out what I feel the Holy Spirit has put on us. But I can get up and do a little dance move if you want me to. Paul and Barnabas were moved by the Holy Spirit and they acted. If we don't act when we hear, we are just being spiritual. There is no point in fasting and praying if we're not going to actively be obedient in what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. We are blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed to go out into our communities, into the world, and to let them know about Jesus Christ. We are not called to sit and keep church seats warm. And I thank God in Frampton Park that we really do have an outreach mission. And I just want to encourage us to keep on doing it and doing it more and to just keep hearing what God is saying to us about this next chapter in our church life. I really want to encourage you. Thank you, Lord. But we also need discernment when we're acting. We need it to be God's time, God's will, and God's timing. It is the Holy Spirit who equips us and sends us out. It's the Holy Spirit that builds the church. It's not us. It is us, but it's not us. We are God's instruments. He allows us to go out into the communities and to bring the good news. But it is the Holy Spirit that builds the church. And I think we need to be careful not to allow ourselves to be deceived by Satan and getting caught up in good works that feed the flesh but don't produce any fruit. Psalm 127 says, unless the Lord builds the house, the work of the builders is wasted. Frampton, let us build the church. Frampton, let God allow to build the church. What is he saying to you? What is your role in our community and in our church? How does God want us to use the building for his glory on the Frampton Park estate? These really are questions that I don't want to just sit here and preach. These really are things that I want us to take from the sermon today, actively go back before God and say, Lord, I heard what you were saying to me through Christine. What is my role? What is it you want me to do? How do we do it? How do we go out there? Because I'm telling you something, there are 1 million people in this country that are having to rely on food banks. There are people committing suicide because they can't afford the bedroom tax. There are children's services being closed down and parents are not able to cope. We really need to actively seek God and ask, what is it, Lord, you want us to do? How can it? The church is just a building. We are the church. I really just want you to get just go back. Just be on fire. stir up that passion and say, Lord, here I am, use me. What is that calling? What is it that I've put away? What is it that you've been calling me to do, but you know what? I've been too frightened to step out and do. What is it you want me to do? Here I am, Lord, use me. Because we all have gifts and talents that need to be used. And we are really good at using them. Frampton, let us cultivate an atmosphere that allows us to hear from God and hearts that actively sets out doing that which he's called us to do. I want to encourage you, church, to actively fast and pray for our leaders, for Kevin, because Kevin's going to be doing the role of, what is it called now, Kevin? Church and Community Development Manager. For the toddler groups, for the KCP projects, for the football teams, and the upcoming outreach projects. These are all things that we're already doing in the church. And I just want to encourage you to just pray and fast about these outreach projects, about the people that are facilitating these outreach projects, and say, here I am, Lord, how can you use me? I want us to... One moment. I think I went a little bit over, but so let us be missionaries in our church and community where we bring God's light into the darkness. Let us be people God uses to restore the lost and the brokenhearted to him. Let us be people who bring God's salvation to the ends of the earth. And I just want to read this. I was at a Cherish Women's conference, which was in Leeds for the past three days. And women, it was really amazing. And I would advise you, if you could go, go. But they was giving out these little cards. And on the back of the cards, it's got 10 things that where we could go out and what we could actively do in our community. But it's not that I want to read to you. It's the scripture on the front. It's Isaiah 58 verses 9 to 12, and it's from the Message Bible. And I want to read this today, Frampton Park, and I want it to be a prophecy in every single one of our lives. It says, you will be known as those who can fix anything, restore old ruins, rebuild and renovate, and make the community livable again. I really, really, really want to just put that word into your hearts, deposit that into your spirit, and I want that word to cultivate and to grow and to just flourish. And so can we bow our heads, please, in prayer? Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now and say, Lord, we've heard your call, Father God. And we come humbly before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and say, Father God, will you just come and give us fresh vision, fresh anointing? Lord, will you just pour out your spirit upon us, Lord Jesus, that we would just be empty of ourselves and just full of you, Father God? Lord, Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that, Father, you will just use that building on Frampton Park Estate and all of us to just usher in your kingdom, Father God, that we will just see your kingdom just grow, flourish, and establish in our communities and in this estate, Father God. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will see the brokenhearted renewed. We will see the sick healed, Father God, that we will see those that are in need of you come, Father God, and just be made whole, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you for the victory that you've given to each and every single one of us. Father God, I come against the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I come against you right now, fear, and I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you, fear, in the hearts and the minds of God's people. You have no place there in the name of Jesus. And I command you to leave God's people in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that you are raising up an army, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are raising up an army, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You are raising up an army to go out into Frampton Park Baptist Church church, into those estates and say, Jesus is here, he has come. Your sins are forgiven. There is redemption. There is life. There is life in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord, that there is forgiveness, Father God. Lord, I pray in the name of Oromasa. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God.